Welcome to Labor Talks, a podcast by NJASAP and for NJASAP that shares important news and information that you consume on your schedule. Labor Talks will tackle vital topics like safety, contract administration, the labor management relationship, and how to navigate life as a NetJets pilot. And we will bring this information to you with the help of experienced union leaders, industry consultants, and subject matter experts. Whether you listen in your car, on the treadmill, or while working on tasks around your home, Labor Talks is a worthy investment of your time and attention. Join your fellow pilots and advocates as Labor Talks. Welcome, everyone, to Labor Talks, a podcast designed to provide NJASAP members with critical insight into union news and updates. I'm your host, Claire Carey, and with me today is NJASAP President, Captain Pedro LaRue. Join us as we discuss our goals for the new podcast and episode topics we plan to cover. Welcome, Pedro. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Claire. Thank you for having me.
All right, let's dive in. So, Pedro, why podcasts? Why did you feel it important to introduce this into our communications?
Look, we've reached out to a lot of the other pilot unions, and they have gotten really great feedback from the new generation in regards to podcasts. They've been a really big hit throughout the various ALPA carriers, and we believe that our pilots will also really enjoy having a new venue to hear communications from leadership and the volunteer network.
So we're about 2-3 months into this new term, which started July 1st. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, I think that you're doing a great job. This is definitely not what I anticipated, a new term. Generally, you get a contract behind you and the labor management relationship generally improves and moves forward. So both parties can really focus on safety and service to really be the best provider.
So we're about 2 or 3 months into this new term. What are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, look, my initial thoughts are that I'm a little surprised that the company is taking the position that they have taken. We generally, once the contract is done, both parties move forward and the healing begins, really to the benefit of, you know, the customers, the employees, and the shareholders. It's really, I thought at this point we would have been focusing on mending the relationship and focusing on safety and service to the benefit of our owners and our employees. And our management has really gone on the attack on the union. So this is not at all where I thought we would be, but we're going to move forward and we're going to continue to try to heal the relationship, but it takes two to be able to do so.
So you've mentioned healing the relationship. I assume that would be one of your goals going into this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've continued to reach out to members of the executive leadership team, specifically Adam Johnson, the CEO, and that we've had a few conversations and they're cordial conversations. However, there's really no traction in regards to actually being able to move forward. In fact, they've accelerated the attacks on the union via various litigation, as well as terminations of an executive board member and a member of the strategy group that were instrumental in getting us the $1.6 billion contract.
Tell me about that contract. We signed that TA in April. What can you tell us about the successes of the contract, what you wish could have gone better, what you hope for in the future?
Well, look, the company could have afforded to pay us, not only pay us, but legacy carrier wages, but also made significant improvements to quality of life items that the membership was pushing for. However, they chose not to do so, and it was a hard-fought battle by the membership and by your volunteers in order to get what we did, which was $1.6 billion, which is unprecedented for midterm bargaining. And that was really, I credit that success to the membership and the volunteers. And we were successful in extracting a lot of money from the company, which is one of the reasons, or the reason, I believe, that they are taking or doing the attacks in the union that they are. They want to ensure that we don't take the actions, the legal and lawful actions that we took in order to get that contract. They want to make sure that the union doesn't do those things again in the future.
So with the contract's amendable date of 2030, that's 6 years out, what would you say are some of your short-term goals?
Well, look, the first thing that we need to do is we need to, and we're working through identifying members for the negotiating committee. We've had a couple of retirements from the current negotiating committee, as well as some future retirements from the people that are currently on it. And we're really going to seek out new volunteers and the new generation to step up. And we want to make sure that we bring them in, educate them on the contract, on the process, and get them the appropriate training to make sure that we have a good team, that we're successful in future negotiations.
Do you say it's imperative that we start introducing the younger generation of pilots into the union fold?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the new generation, they are the future of this union. And I'm 44 years old right now. We have a lot of a big gap in age demographics throughout the seniority list. And we really do need the my future is in the hands of the young pilots, the next generation that's on property. And we want to make sure that we bring them in, train them, and make sure that they're successful, because their success will be my generation's success.
Thank you for joining us today on another episode of Labor Talks. If you haven't already done so, please follow NJASAP on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at NJASAP. Show your support for the union with comments, likes, and shares. If you enjoyed this episode, encourage your fellow NJASAP members to tune in. And please share recommendations for future podcast episodes with us at podcast@njasap.com. Stay tuned for our next episode. And until then, this is Labor Talks, presented by NJASAP.